Caribbean Regional Communications Infrastructure Program, CARSIP, National Project Coordinator for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Roxanne John said, while the program isn't progressing as fast as they were expecting, the work is still continuing. She said, they are currently preparing to launch the Business Incubation Training Grants Program from September 1st.
I must say that CARSIP is progressing fairly well, not as fast as you wish, but we must say it is progressing. We just want to bring up data on at least four of our activities at this time. The first has to do with the launching of the Business Incubation Training Grants Program. We are preparing to launch that program the first week in September. The grants will be available for business incubators from eligible incubators, which are ICT and ICT-enabled in nature, whether startups or existing. Also, the training grants will be made available to individuals accessing the prescribed training courses that will be available under the project. Private businesses will also be eligible to access grants for ICT development within their business. We have available around $1.5 million or $4 million.
Mrs. John said they have also received some of the equipment for the installation of the local Internet Exchange Point, IXP. She said they expect the IXP to be fully implemented by the end of August.
An item is that we have received some of the equipment for the IXP and is awaiting the remaining we shall receive by mid-August, and we'll be working in collaboration with the NTRC to launch the IXP following the installation and commissioning of the equipment. We are expecting to see the full installation of the IXP by the end of August. This will allow for the internet of traffic to be local, so you should have a faster internet services, and also it will encourage the generation of local contents. So persons who are app developers and those who love to do gaming, it will be beneficial to them.
Mrs. John said they are currently working along with the University of Technology in Jamaica to develop the ICT skills of Vincentians. She added that work is also continuing to develop the IT PBX system for the government services.
The third thing is that UTEC, University of Technology Jamaica, is currently conducting an ICT skills assessment and the development of a skills training and certification program. They will be facilitating a workshop to discuss their findings and recommendations on August 18, 2014. All ICT practitioners in the public and private sectors will be invited to attend and participate. And finally, on Monday, July 20, last Monday, we have received tenders for the installation of a new PBX system for the government services, and these tenders will be evaluated in the coming weeks.
CARSIP National Project Coordinator for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Roxanne John. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.